You are not alone. And the worst thing you can do is think you are. And I think the enemy would have us believe we are, and then we are quiet.
Family man, yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, it's going pretty good. I always feel like I need to sing that. I think it's an old Gene Autry song where they go back in the saddle again.
Yeah.
It's been a little while. I kind of lost track of time because I've covered a lot of territory. Since last we talked, I've been to California, I've been to Florida, and we're getting ready for a graduation party here at our house this weekend. So it just feels like this nonstop packing books up and unpacking them and then packing them back up and unpacking them and doing it all over again. And then, you know, then your wife always has these things that like she needs to add to it. Like, oh, you need to go do this right now. Yes, but that's going to take a long time. But we're back. We're back. You sound a little, you know, not at the Scott Moore level of excitement. Are you sick?
I don't know. I've been pretty allergic the last few days at least. So there's been a cold going around too. I may have got the cold and the allergies. I had one of the worst allergy days of my life the other day. I threw everything at it medicine wise and it didn't put a dent in it. So
it's probably long haul COVID.
It was not fun.
Oh yeah, but you're feeling better.
I thought so, but then I woke up and I sound like this. So,
well, you know, I don't remember talking about this like every early summer. Is this a common thing for you?
I get allergies every spring for about 6 weeks or so, and
yeah,
but this is the worst it's been I think ever. So I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, I'll be alive next week.
Well, you don't sound dead yet.
I'm getting there.
That's good. Well, like I said, we had a great time in California and Florida. My son and I took Abe out to California for the CHEA, the State Homeschool Convention. It was tons of fun to meet people like June, who listens to June is like an Asian name. So it's not like June, like the month of June, but like the month we're in. But June, he was super fun to talk to. I met lots of dads out there, but it was an exhausting trip. Abe had said early on, Dad, if you ever go back out to California, I'd like to go because I'd like to do some of those things that you've done in the past, like climb up to the Hollywood sign. And so we left our house about 3 o'clock in the morning. We show up at noon or a little before noon. It took us 2 hours to get out of the airport because old Todd decided he'd save a few bucks by getting the least expensive car rental place he could find. And it was like a long journey just to get there. But let me just tell you, dads, this is like Todd's little tip for today. We need some music for that. Todd's tip for today. But if you don't have a regular credit card, get a regular credit card, not a debit card. That will not work. A credit card. I got this cheap car rental at USave. I'm just letting everybody know. USave car rental in California, which is like away from all the other car rentals. It was a pain to get the car and a pain to give it back. But they said, do you have a credit card? Or I got it. I got it cheap. So I was paying like 40 bucks a day, which is cheaper than everybody else. But I didn't have a credit card. I only had a debit card. All my cards had debit on the outside. So they wouldn't accept my payment. So they charged me double. So another, you know, it was an extra 200 bucks for the whole time. And now they'll accept your payment to pay it, you know, from your debit card. But they fine you for having. So I was mad. They made you use their insurance. And I never used their insurance. I mean, I had half of mine just to cave in half the car and say, oh, sorry, you know, to get even with them. So then we went to In-N-Out Burger, which have you ever had an In-N-Out Burger, Scott?
No, I hear about it every time you go somewhere, but I didn't.
The double is like a street legal drug. I mean, it was amazing. And it was just like, you know how sometimes you're just all tensed up and fired up, and then something was just like, you know, the double did it for me. And it was just like, this is good. This is why we came. So In-N-Out Burger is owned by a Christian, or was started at least by a Christian family. They've got like John 3:16 written on the bottom of their cups, and it's an institution of California. So then we went directly to the Hollywood sign. And, you know, the last time I went to the Hollywood sign, I was by myself. I had took Sam out there, and he had a convention he was going to for animation. So I had some time. So I went by myself, and I must have strolled leisurely up the hill, because it was a lot easier the last time I did it. Maybe I was tired. I don't know. But it was a long, hard slog. I had to rest several times. And Abe's like, yeah, this is hard, Dad. And I think he said it just to make me feel better, because he wasn't even tired. And I'm thinking, if I come back again and I bring Cal or Jed, I'm going to have to drop them off at the bottom and let them walk up by themselves. But it was fun. And then we went to go see some dead people at a cemetery, which I just love doing. And apparently my kids do too, because he wanted to go to those things. And we went and saw Don Knotts from, you know, Barney Fife and some other names.
The Apple Dumpling Gang.
The Apple Dumpling. I'm glad to know, Scott, that you.
That one I know.
That's a great one. That's a great one. Yeah, from the Apple Dumpling Gang and some other things that nobody's ever seen. Like, have you ever seen the Ghost of Mr. Chicken or, I can't think what the one where he turns into a fish. The Incredible Mr. Limpet. Have you ever seen that one?
No, I saw.
Oh, those are classics.
The Private Eyes was hilarious.
The Private Eyes with Tim Conway.
Yes,
yeah,
that's they're always with Tim Conway.
They often are. They often are. If you haven't seen any of those, Dads, you should check into those, because those are classics. But we saw like Merv Griffin, Walter Matthau.
No one knows who these people are.
I know it. It's that even my son Abe. He's like, "Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?" Well, you know, there were several. Jimmy Stewart. We were in the mausoleum. They have this giant mausoleum with Michael Jackson in it, but Michael won't let anybody see him now that he's dead. So you can't go see him. And the whole place was really roped off, so only family members could see who these people were. So there was a guy in there. He goes, I said, oh, can we go in there? And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, are you family? And I should have said, of course we're family, but I didn't. We're all family, aren't we?
That's right.
And so, but it was just a good time. The saddest one to me was, do you remember growing up and watching Family Affair with Buffy and Jody? Did you ever watch that, Scott?
Nope.
What were you doing in your childhood, Scott?
I was riding my bike all over the neighborhood, getting bullied by other neighborhood jerks and... You know, surviving the playground with the scorching hot metal slide that was 80 feet tall and landed into gravel.
I'm sorry to bring it up. I'm sorry for all these painful memories.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Knocking little Scotty's lunch out of it his books out of his arms and stealing his Twinkie. It was rough. It was rough. Well, it doesn't matter. All I want to tell you about Brian Keith because you don't know who he is. So it doesn't really matter.
Brian
Keith. Have you ever seen The Parent Trap?
Yeah, I did see that.
The original?
Yeah.
With Haley Mills.
Was he the dad? Well, Brian?
Yes.
Keith? Okay, yeah, I know who he is.
Well, he's Uncle Bill in Family Affair with Buffy and Jody.
Yeah.
And Uncle Bill.
Yeah.
Well, we saw his, and it was sad because I had already known this, but that he had committed suicide. I think he shot himself with a rifle or something like that. But sadder still was his daughter had done the very same thing within the same year prior to that. And so it was just a father's heart was crushed and he didn't respond right, you know, and took his own life. But they each had, I mean, their whole, you know, I mean, he was the pinnacle, maybe not the pinnacle, but he was super famous at his time. And his little plaque was about, seven or eight inches long, 3 inches high, had his name, and then a little oval picture of him. And right below him was the exact same sign for his daughter with a little picture of her. And it was just sad to see a heartbroken father, over that. So, but it's always sobering to me to be at those cemeteries. I don't know why, but maybe it's because you're surrounded by thousands of dead people. But just to see these super successful people who really, you read over them just like that, and it doesn't even matter if you have this great big statue. Elizabeth Taylor, she had this giant kind of marble tomb, with a giant angel or some kind of statue, Greek goddess on top. And, I'm like, I saw it and Abe's like, who's that? They don't even know. But it was just, it's just a reminder to me that if I'm putting my life into, hoping that people remember me, I'm a fool, because the truth is, Renly and Hudson and Cohen and my grandchildren, they'll be the last. Nobody else will remember me after that. And that's kind of okay. That's the way God designed it. So, I want to put my life into those people around me right now who, will be in heaven with me one day. So.
Right on. Did you do anything fun? I mean,
that was fun.
Okay.
We didn't have all the time in the world. Actually, we went to the convention and it was right across the street from Disneyland. So we did walk down to the free part of Disneyland, which is downtown Disney. They have restaurants and lots of souvenir places that you can buy Disney souvenirs, or if you want to buy some high priced sunglasses or flip flops, you can do that as well. So we did that two times and that was fun. It was cold there. I think in the evenings it got down to 65. It felt chilly, but we had a great time. And then we got home exhausted, bleary eyed, and got home, unpacked our suitcases and boxes filled with books, not as many books as when we went, and which is always a good thing. And then Monday started driving for Florida to show up there on Wednesday. And it was a super busy time. Do you ever do this where you kind of anticipate how everything's going to play out and you're always so far off, And my wife felt the same way. We just thought, oh, we're going to Florida. We'll hang around the pool. It'll be relaxing. But man, we just worked the whole time. Our kids helped in a kids program. So that meant my wife had to stay in the booth the whole time. And we barely got to see the pool. We laid out a little for an hour and a half, maybe, before the whole thing started on Wednesday night. And we did it just for an hour and a half, maybe, on Sunday morning, right before we left. But this was like one of those really scary times, because this is what I do. People always ask me, are you nervous when you go up on the stage? I'm like, are you nervous when you go to your job? You just do it so many times, you don't get nervous anymore. But I had to do a family night on Friday night. And usually I just go and I do my thing. I don't have to plan anything. I just show up. I start when they tell me, I finish when they tell me. But this was like one of those where they wanted me to be involved in planning it. And I was nervous the whole time. There were no details. And it got to the night of, basically, and I didn't even know what was going on. And I'm like, this is going to be terrible. It's going to crash and burn. And I'm thinking of maybe some fun games we could do as a group. In my head, I'm picturing like 75 people, there's not going to be a lot of people. And I'm talking to the lady who's in charge, a couple hours before. And she goes, well, there could be up to 2,500 people here. And I'm like, 2,500 people? You can't play a game with 2,500 people. So about 1,000 people showed up, and I was doing it with, now you have heard of the music group Sanctus Reel, right?
Yes.
Well, their lead singer, Dustin Lally, he was there with his wife. And so he was going to be part of it. And then a pastor, Corey Abney from Bell Shoals Church there in Tampa, he was going to do it with me. We were going to be like co-hosts, and we were just winging this whole thing. We were in this giant room. That was, you could probably put a football field inside of it. And I was thinking, man, this would be an awesome place to have a dad relay. Like, you know, where everybody, you know, the dads went one side of the rectangle and then they, you know, pass off the baton. And so I said, what do you think about doing that? And they said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. So we tried it with 1,000 people in the room and we selected 8 dads, you know, 4 on a team, put them all in the corners and they had to skip to each other. And I mean, it was pandemonium. I thought, oh, this is either going to be a really great idea or we're going to take someone to the hospital tonight. Nobody went to the hospital. And the dads, because dads, have you ever played a game with dads, Scott? I mean, not like a board game, but like played volleyball or kickball. I mean, they are like 120% in. I don't know if it's to prove something, but they just,
oh yeah,
they don't know how to hold back. They don't know how to be safe, you know, and they just crush people. Maybe it's because they're a lot heavier than they used to be and they don't know how to.
And in their heads, they're still in high school on the football team.
Oh, these guys were skipping and then it would turn into full out sprinting. And it just looked like they were going to either have a heart attack or kill the person next to them. You know, it turned out really good. It was a great night. It was a lot of fun. And I'm glad to be on this side of it. And I hope I never have to do it again. So now we're home. So we got home on Monday night, Memorial Day weekend, and getting ready for Maggie's open house graduation thing on Sunday.
Awesome.
So that's what we're doing. Yeah. You have a graduation open house this year, don't you?
Yes. We had the ceremony and they did the ceremony with our homeschool co-op that we used to go to.
Yeah.
So it was just like 5 families involved. My son Luke was graduating. And he was very excited about me crying because I cried a lot with my daughter when she graduated. And
That's right. We talked about that last week. Yes. Did you disappoint him or did you?
I mostly disappointed him. It was really actually
you're like,
fun.
Come on, Scott, cry. Cry, Scott.
one of the other dads there, I talked to him beforehand. I was like, okay, Mike, it's your job. If I start crying, you need to heckle me. Like, just start shouting out stuff. And he's like, yeah, all right, cry, baby, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah. So there was one moment when I choked up a little and paused, and I just pointed right at him, and everybody laughed. And
oh, yeah.
Good, so,
did they do a slideshow kind of thing?
Yes, yeah, they do that whole thing.
Where, that,
yeah.
I mean, I've spoken at lots of homeschool graduations, and I mean, I get a lump in my throat watching other people's kids' slideshows.
Me too.
So, you know, I wouldn't make it through a slideshow.
It was not easy.
I couldn't handle it.
But it was good, and now we have the graduation party this Friday, I think, for Luke, so we're hoping that'll go well, but things are all kind of up in the air at the moment, with Jen's stepmom still in the last days of cancer, everything is really kind of, well, and we're supposed to go on vacation to Hilton Head in about 10 days. So, you know, it's all kind of crazy at the moment, but
that's just life. I know.
We did have one really cool father son moment, not with Luke. He didn't want to go, so he missed out. My son Will and I went to see Top Gun Maverick.
Oh yeah. My older kids went. They said it was good.
I had seen the original one in the theater with my dad when I was 15, so.
Oh yeah.
It was it was awesome back then. Yeah, I mean, it was so cool. And this one was, you know, it was totally worth it. So.
They said it was even better than the first one.
Yes. I won't give anything away, but I knew it would be great from like just the footage of the planes and stuff, cuz they did such a cool job with that. I was hoping that the story would be good too, and it was. So,
I'm not disappointed. Yes. All right.
That was cool.
Well, here's the deal. One day Tom Cruise is going to be dead and be in a cemetery and I'm going to see him maybe.
And I will probably not.
Well, there's a good moment. But I always think it's interesting, just like you said, and one of your sons didn't want to go, you know, because it's just, can anything ever be easy for a dad?
Absolutely not. I've had about 15 of those moments that I wanted to mention on the show, and now I can't remember what they all were, but I've had a lot of those in the last 2 weeks, man.
I know it. And let me just encourage you, Dad, you are not alone. In fact, that's what was going to be my lead into the serious part of the show. Because, you know, I have a son who, you know, it just feels like every interaction is one where I have to lecture him. you know, like, you know, we can't do that. We can't. No, we're not going to do that. In fact, my son, he shared some jokes that verged on racist jokes. Oh. You know, they were just things that you just shouldn't do anymore. You know, he probably shouldn't have done them then. And I realized, Scott, I don't know if you ever realized this, that it was my fault. Because that son is also, he likes tennis shoes. And I don't know, when I was a kid, tennis shoes were just something you got a pair when you were going to play basketball. Now, like, tennis shoes have become this big deal thing. And my son will say, hey, Dad, these are $6,000 tennis shoes. And they're all high tops, you know, they're Nike high tops, you know, with unique designs on them. And I would say things like, oh, yeah, the only people who buy those are, you know, rap stars or drug addicts, you know. And really, I realized that what I was saying was something that is kind of racist. And I apologized. I said, hey, you know what? Those jokes that you've shared, they're not funny. We're not going to do that. And I'm sorry because I've said that. And I'm not going to do that anymore because it's not true, for one. And it's not something to make fun of. But it just feels like that I'm having these conversations all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting out just a little bit tired of it, which leads me to say, Scott, I had a conversation really with lots of dads and several dads who were just going through some really hard times, and moms are going through some really hard times. But I had a conversation with a dad who sometimes listens to the show, but he said he hasn't listened in a little while because I think he thought he didn't want to feel the guilt of, you know, or maybe not the guilt. That's not a good word. Maybe the reminder that everything's not good at home. Because he said, you know, I'm not going to give away his story because I never asked him that. But, you know, just where it's really hard between he and his wife. And I could tell he's nervous and fearful, but more so that I think he thought he was alone, and that he said, you know, I haven't told anyone else that, Dad, except you, you know. And I felt super honored that he would trust me with that. But I felt sad the days after, thinking he's carrying this all by himself. So, Dad, I hope you don't ever think that Scott has it all together, or that Todd has it all together, or that we haven't faced those ugly things where our wife looks at us and says, you know, I don't like being married to you. Or our kids look at us and say, you're a lousy dad. Or our wives say to us, you're a lousy dad and a lousy husband. Because I think we all hear those things. And maybe yours is even farther. Maybe you're like on the brink of divorce, or you have a child who, I mean, I talked to one parent this week who said, you know, my child is questioning their identity, you know, and of course I knew what their code words meant. And you think you're the only one. I've talked to lots of parents whose son is now a daughter, or daughter who's now a son, or son says they're gay, or whatever. And you are not alone. And the worst thing you can do is think you are. And I think the enemy would have us believe we are, and then we are quiet. And we don't tell anybody, and we try to go it alone. And even, you know, my dad friend, he said, I thought I could solve it on my own, but I couldn't. And I think, you know, we do that, and we can't. So we're going to pray for my friend here and fellow dad in just a little bit. But Dad, if you're feeling the same way, find somebody. Find somebody you can be real with. Again, if you can't find anybody, you can text me at 574-253-1663. I'm like a poor substitute because I'm way out here, you know, in Indiana, or I just can't be around you all the time. You need to find someone who can encourage you daily, because it's a daily thing. I can encourage you once and remind you that you're not alone, but find somebody that you can be real with.
And can I just add?
Sure.
On the we don't have it all together front, we try to be as real as we can on the show, but I know for myself, at least, there are certainly things that aren't making it on the air.
Right.
You're not getting every detail of my rotten personality and the things I do wrong here.
I will say the same thing.
So, yeah, I mean, it's...
And people say to me, oh, Todd, you're so real. And I'm like, I don't share everything.
Yeah, you're not getting the ugliest side.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, I'm not going to humiliate my wife completely with how, the intimate details of our... She probably doesn't even like what I share on here, so it's a good thing she doesn't listen, but...
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
So, yes.
But yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, there are moments where I'm like, how am I even on this show? I suck. I'm the worst guy ever, you know? So you're not alone.
Yeah, ever. Well, maybe that's a good place to stop, Scott. Maybe we could pray for this dad and, you know, maybe all the other dads who are feeling just like he is. And I know some dads are probably thinking, Todd, you told, you know, well, that's because your story is so similar to everybody else's that I have these conversations with. And again, the conversations could be mine as well. So how about we pray together? Father, we just thank you that we come to you as a father when we're dads. And we know it's hard. I know there are dads who are beside themselves in frustration and hopelessness. There are husbands who think this is not going to work. They're going to end up divorced, and that's not part of their plan. And they're frustrated because they don't understand it all. And they feel like they've come clean, but it's just hard. I just pray that you would be enough. And Father, you know, at these circumstances, would you just show yourself even today? Maybe through a chink in the armor where they show some softness, our spouses or our kids, maybe a phone call or something that would just remind us that we are not alone. And I pray for the dads, you know, even as Scott was talking about Top Gun, and we do movies about these guys who are tough and who never give up. I pray that you would help us to be tough and never give up, not because we just gut it out, but because we just rely on you. And even if we don't get what we need, help us to continue fighting for our families, fighting for our marriages, loving our kids, even when they don't deserve to be loved because we don't deserve to be loved. I pray we would be examples of godliness and of stick-to-itiveness and unconditional love, and that we would teach our children so that they may teach their children and love their spouses in the future. We thank you for this show, and I thank you for every dad who listens. And I pray for a special blessing upon this one dad that I talked to. Would you touch his heart and fill him up with hope and your presence? We pray all this in your name. And all the dads said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Dad, have a great week. I did tell the guy, Dustin, who's the lead singer, I said I hated his song, Lead Me. Do you remember that song? Lead me with strong, whatever. I said, I just hate that song. You know, it just is a reminder to me I'm a loser as a husband. So he agreed. And he serenaded me looking into my eyes, which felt really weird. Yeah. So, Dad, have a great weekend. Don't give up. Don't think you're alone. Do something fun. Oh, I even forgot to tell you this. And I only am reminded because I'm looking at myself in the camera as Scott and I are recording this. Scott, I don't know if you can see the shirt. Do you see the shirt I have on right now?
Yes.
You know, you can only see it's kind of it's an American flag, but at the bottom it says, I'm standing up so you can see it. It says Family Man. It's the new Father's Day, 4th of July Family Man shirt. It's on a super soft kind of denim-y blue, lightish blue, kind of, but not light blue. It's kind of, again, denim colored. Super, super soft shirt. It's on this water-based ink, white flag on the back, kind of crinkled, but you can't even feel it. Once you wash it, the ink just disappears. But it says Family Man along the bottom, and it says, founded in faith, forged in freedom. You know, if that doesn't
like very cool
patriotic blood boiling, I don't know what will. But we've got them on our website. They're $20. And if you'd like one for Father's Day, tell your wife about it. Or if you just like to get one yourself, pick one up. Do it soon, because we've taken these on the road. Some of our sizes are already very limited, usually in the extreme, the either ends, like the mediums or the the extra, extra larges. So the real man sizes. But we got plenty in the middle. So but order yours ASAP. Well, have a great week. And don't forget, you to dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stand